A senior virologist has said it is impossible to synthesize the novel coronavirus, and even more ridiculous to claim it had escaped from a biosafety lab in Wuhan. Yuan Zhiming is president of the Chinese Academy of Sciences Wuhan branch and a researcher with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He notes the institution has rigorous regulations and mechanisms in place.
As people who carry out viral studies, we clearly know what kind of research is going on at the institute and how the institute manages viruses and samples. As we said early on, there's no way this virus came from us. We have a strict regulatory regimen. We have a code of conduct for research.
Yuan made the comments in response to recent speculations by politicians and media from the United States, claiming that the virus had originated from the labs in Wuhan due to poor management. Officials say no new confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus disease were reported in central China's Hubei province on Saturday. On Saturday, the province reported no new deaths from COVID-19, and the death toll of the province stayed at 4,512. Provincial health officials say Hubei had 576 asymptomatic cases under medical observation by Saturday. On the same day, 13 COVID-19 patients were discharged from hospital in the provincial capital of Wuhan. Hubei has so far reported over 68,000 COVID-19 infections, including more than 50,000 in Wuhan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has said that supporting the World Health Organization and its Director General is to safeguard the philosophy and principle of multilateralism at the critical moment when the world is combating the COVID-19 pandemic. He made the remarks during a phone conversation with WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Wang Yi notes that the support is also an act to secure the United Nations status and role and maintain the international solidarity in the face of the disease. Official data show China's natural gas output posted fast growth in March. The output jumped over 11% year-on-year to nearly 17 billion cubic meters last month. Average daily production hit 540 million cubic meters. During the first quarter, the country's natural gas production rose more than 9% year-on-year to 48 billion cubic meters. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to reopen on Monday while still observing coronavirus-related precautions, and Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Some state governors have warned, however, that they will not act prematurely to reopen their economies until there is more testing. The Pentagon has extended its freeze order on the movement of U.S. troops through June 30th due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The new order will come into force on Monday. It includes eased restrictions and more exemptions allowed compared to the previous one. Defense Secretary Mark Esper issued the freeze order last month to stop movements of overseas U.S. forces for up to 60 days to curb the spread of the coronavirus in the military. He will review the policy every 15 days. So far, nearly 3,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported among U.S. services members. Turkey has surpassed Iran in the tally of total infections of COVID-19 and become the hardest-hit country of the novel coronavirus in the Middle East. The country reported close to 3,800 new infections on Saturday, bringing the total to over 82,000. The death toll in the country is approaching 1,900 after over 120 new deaths were added. The Iranian army has unveiled two homemade radar systems for aerial protection purposes. The two radars feature three-dimensional phased array systems with the operational ranges of 400 to 800 kilometers. They can reportedly detect small targets, conventional or stealth, at low and medium altitudes with high precision and resolution. At least 10 militants are dead and 16 others wounded as part of cleanup operations by Afghan government forces. Officials say a main base of the Taliban has been destroyed in eastern Logar province. Authorities say the raids backed by fighting planes will continue unless the area is cleared of the insurgents.